Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to G's Power Hour. Gretchen, if you're talking and you have your mic on mute, we cannot hear you. So go ahead and welcome us again.
Hi there. Welcome, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, teachers and saints. Ladies and gentlemen, hi. Welcome to this afternoon's edition of G's Power Hour. We cut it in two parts today because we wanted to let you know about, and hopefully you've been listening to the first half, about the Marian Anderson exhibit that opens today in D.C. at the National Portrait Gallery at the Smithsonian. And we want to thank again Dr. Leslie Urena for being on the show and talking about that, because it's actually opening right now at noon. And so she couldn't talk to us because she's on vacation also, but she's coming back today to the gallery to do the opening of the exhibit. And the exhibit will be going on until May 2020. So if you get a chance, please go and enjoy the Marian Anderson exhibit and all the other fascinating exhibits at the National Portrait Gallery in D.C. at the Smithsonian. But this afternoon, I am honored, I am overjoyed, I am thrilled to have the lady of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year, Princess Cooper. Good morning. How you doing? Afternoon.
Good morning. How are you? Yeah, afternoon now. It is.
Yeah.
Been going strong since 4:30, but let's get after here. What do you want to talk about? I got to scoot out about 12:22, something like that. I got to scoot out and get to the next meeting. So, but I wanted to make sure that we ended this right. And you know, before we go any further, Gretchen, were you on LinkedIn? Is that how you found? Because I knew about the exhibit.
I can't remember how I found that one. to be honest, I can't. I came across it. I'm like, I think, you know, I was just digging up things that were going on this month. You know, I try to stay as current as possible. And I just really thought that was just exciting and fascinating. And just the fact that they've had that gallery for a while and they've done other exhibits, and they have the ones that are there for a while and the ones that that she talked about that they do kind of in memoriam, like they did Leah Chase. And I wish I had seen that one because I'd seen a report on her recently. I was pleased that they had the information already stored up where they could do that. So, but I'm trying to remember how I came across it, but I'm glad I did.
So. Yeah, excellent interview. She was very calm and shout out to moms who integrate mom and work life and all of that. Shout out to them.
Yeah,
you know,
she
that's
had a baby in her arm while she was doing this interview.
I think she said 10 months, 11 months, I can't remember. Because
yeah,
I can hear it every now and then. Yeah, every now and then. But you know, she was, shout out to those who integrate everything they can into, you know, their work life, their personal life. Shout out to women in general. So,
wow.
But
for real.
You know, I get to, I think my day is just so bam, 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 bam. And then I come home and it's, okay, well, dinner. Okay, well, let me go ahead and get a load of laundry on. Okay, well, it's never ending until about 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. and sometimes I pass out in my business suit. You know, it's amazing. But that's
yeah,
a whole nother show.
I do understand
show.
That because it's like you're talking about 4 something in the morning. I can relate to that because that's when my husband gets up and goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, let's get
mm-hmm.
put up anyway and just go. The gym opens at 5. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then like sometimes I'm like you, it's like, while we're gone to the gym, let's throw a load of laundry in. So when we come back, we throw it in the dryer,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to make sure that you get enough stuff done. But, you know, the gym for me in the morning is probably the best bet. You know, at first it was like, oh, well, he gets up and I can't go back to sleep. And I'm like, okay, fine, go to the gym because if you wait until the end of the day, you're going to be exhausted, and there are going to be so many excuses about why you can't go. And the other morning, I went, and I really didn't want to go because I had an awful night's sleep. I got a phone call, like a recorded phone call. I got to talk to somebody about 1:44 in the morning, and I looked at the clock and went, really? And I was really not happy because I knew how the rest of the night was going to be like, and I tried to just go back to sleep, and I kept waking up, So, like, when he came to wake me up, I was like, he's like, you going in the gym? I'm like, I was growling like a bear. I did not want to go. But I went. I did I would say a relatively
mm-hmm.
abbreviated workout or whatever, but I went I after I do the elliptical or whatever other stuff I do, I usually go in the pool. And after I went in the pool and got out, you know, I had done my workout and everything, I actually felt better than I did the whole night,
mm-hmm.
you know, was struggling trying to get sleep. So, it you know, it's helpful for me to go early. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure, for sure. What else would you like to talk about? There's so much going on during the summer. I know next week, we're gonna take the 3rd and 4th off, so you'll hear replays throughout the network. And then
yeah.
we got several shows launching on Monday. NHISG Recruit. We'll be talking
really?
To academic advisors. We'll be talking to admissions. Advisors, we'll be talking to athletic directors, we'll be talking to coaches in every sport, volleyball, football, basketball, lacrosse, and talking about recruiting and how the parents can be on top of this. And this is a show that we will continue throughout the summer. It's a new show that I'm doing with West Virginia Mountaineer David Duck Riley and former Philadelphia Eagle David Duck Riley. So we'll be having him on every Monday at 7 p.m. And then coming up in August is Sisters on the Sidelines is a show I'm doing with Maryland basketball player Martez Taylor. So shout out to her. We're going to do a show called Sisters on the Sideline. We got a photo shoot coming up. She's going to come to me or I'm going to go to her in D.C. But that's coming up. And a new show coming up by Pastor Renetta Watson. She had a show called Dig Deeper in God, but she's changed it to a format talking about relationships, being a Christian and being in a relationship and what that means. And maybe I should even expound on that, being a single Christian and what does that mean. So
yeah,
so those are some things coming up on the network. Yeah, it
being
is.
Being a single Christian. I remember it well, you know. And
uh-huh.
I was a single Christian longer than I've been a married one. And I can tell you it's challenging. It's you know, trying to – oh, goodness gracious, you know, walk the line, trying to live right, trying to, you know, be the light.
That is correct.
At the same time, and then trying to find that one and figuring out, you know, what is it going to take, you know. by the time I got married, I had actually given up on it.
Oh, that's what it takes. Exactly. Once you stop looking and once you start living, then eventually it kind of comes to you.
You have to be satisfied with yourself. Because if you're not happy with yourself, then no one else is going to be happy with you because you're going to be a miserable human being
mm-hmm.
to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're that way and you're trying to get someone to love and respect and honor you and what you stand for and what you believe in, and you're not believing in it yourself, then it's not going to work. So
That is correct.
You know,
that
because,
is correct.
Because each side has to bring their strengths to the table. You know, I mean, we know we got weaknesses. Everybody does. But each side has to bring their strengths to the table in order to build each other up and to move forward as a unit. Yeah.
That is so correct. In that, you know, a lot of times you say, I want to be happy. Well, happiness means understanding yourself and having self-love and making sure that you're grounded and rooted in what you want to do in life. And then somebody comes along and adds to it. But we have found, take it from us, I'm in my 50s,
mm-hmm.
nobody can make you happy. If you're not happy by yourself, then you can't find anybody to catapult you to there. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. But
so
I didn't.
You,
I've, go ahead.
I want to kind of change the subject for a little bit, and we don't have to stay on this subject, but just wanted to touch on it a little bit in terms of, did you catch any of the debate?
I purposely, I'm so glad you asked. I purposely didn't watch Eva Knight. I have seen the reviews, but I purposely didn't because it's way too soon for me. And I'm a political science major and a master's in public administration. So,
oh, wow.
And with the master's was my thesis about that concerned gerrymandering completely. So I'm thinking I want to go get my doctorate. But I purposely didn't watch both nights because I don't think it's relevant right now. You know, we're way too early, but I understand we have 20-some candidates, and we're going to have to weed them out. But I didn't think I wanted to see 10 on stage and 10 on stage. Now, am I rooting for some? Yes. I loved Beto, but I don't think he's where he needs to be. I love Kamala Harris. You know, from my understanding, she had a good night, and she seemed sincere in talking about busing and what that meant for her because I remember that experience for myself in being bused.
Mm-hmm.
I personally love Joe Biden, but maybe that's probably the Obama effect, but I love Joe Biden. But Joe Biden has a record longer than anybody's there, and he's going to have to answer to some of those things. I'd love to see a Biden-Harris ticket, and I don't care who's on top, who's second. I'd love to see that ticket and how they get there. But we'll see how it plays out. I really am impressed with how Elizabeth Warren has brought a lot to the table, and I have a plan for that. But no, I did not watch, but I purposely didn't. I want to get further along. We're 6 months away from the Iowa caucus, maybe around September.
You're not the only one. I purposely kind of didn't do it for more than one reason.
mm-hmm.
One, I have movie passes. I don't pass up a free movie.
No.
Both nights, went to the movies. You know, But it was just I kind of wanted to like you said, just wait. You know, it's a little bit early, and I didn't. You know, it just wasn't, as I mentioned when Kathy was on earlier this week, enough time to have 10 people up there. They should have divided up into more nights, and you know, although I know that would have been kind of hard, but they needed to divide it up for more nights and have fewer people on the stage and give everybody more time to actually, you know, accept, you know, asking for these one word answers. I did catch a little bit of each of them, very little, but you know, because my husband, he's all into the stuff. But I caught a little bit of each of them, and then I was like, okay, that's enough.
At this point, I'm going to bottom line it, Gretchen. I really don't care what Democrat comes out. I just want them to be electable in the election in 2020 in November. I really don't care if it's a woman or a man, and I don't care about ethnicity. And I don't think I cared about it last time. What I want is somebody with electability that has a good plan, that can campaign, and that can win debates or just hold their own during debates. Because I thought that Hillary Clinton stomped all over Donald
mm-hmm.
Trump in the debates, and it did no good. You know, I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but I watched a CNN roundtable where a guy, you know, I couldn't tell his ethnicity, but I don't think it matters. And he said mm-hmm. that when Donald Trump came down the escalator and said, we are going to get Mexicans and they bring crime and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, he said, I knew then that that's who I was going to vote for because he was giving a middle finger to the establishment. Now, that mm-hmm. happened. Late 2014, the election was 2016, late 2014, 15, that happened in 2014. And everything that transpired in that campaign, you know, the Hollywood tape where I'm going to grab him by the whatever, all of the things he said did not change their minds. Nothing. Mm-hmm. So that base is still there. That 38% is still there. I want that 52% to just be elected, to elect someone else. Go ahead.
And I know we got to go, but I got to say three things real quick. One.
Go ahead.
I like Kamala Harris and Tulsi mm-hmm. Gabbard. Okay.
Okay.
I like them.
Okay.
Okay. I want to see that. Number two. Want to just mention this really quick. At Festival Park, there is a Kitties Carnival this weekend. It was rescheduled. It's tomorrow, Saturday, June 29th at Festival Park, Kitties Carnival, and it's free. Mentioning that, shout out to my friend Zep. And PLC is tonight, y'all. I think it's tonight, anyway. So, hey, I'd be right there. What about your friends, baby? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. There's no way we can do a 15-minute show, right?
No, that's just wrong on so many levels. So, anyway,
all
have a blessed weekend, princess.
You have a blessed weekend, too. Okay.
And everybody else, have a blessed weekend. This has been G's Power Hour. Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Have a blessed day. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Amen. Take care.
Woo! This is what got us in trouble right here. These little